It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Friday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up.
At Case IH, we know why cattle get all the glory. But while a cow stands around eating 25 pounds of hay in a day, our round balers can bale 450,000 pounds of hay in a day. While cattle only have one job to do on your operation, our Maxim Series tractors have 70 tools and attachments to help you do any job. While a steer leaves 65 pounds of manure in one day, our Farmall Series tractors lift 3,800 pounds of manure in just one load. While a heifer can only take one bite of hay at a time, our rotary disc mower conditioners can cut a 16-foot wide swath of hay at a time. Sure, cattle bring in the profits, but for absolutely every other job you need to get done on your operation, Case IH equipment is clearly where to turn to for productivity. Find out more at your local Case IH dealer or at caseih.com/livestock.
The President of the United States has at least two more stops here in the heartland of America over the next few days after Rochester, Minnesota yesterday. There'll be Topeka, Kansas, then Council Bluffs, Iowa, where Air Force One will land. It appears the weather will be cool and rainy as Donald Trump goes to Topeka tomorrow. Now, that's worth noting since the lines have recently been very long outside for those waiting to get inside for the rallies. Then the president plans to be in Iowa next week for a rally to help boost the campaign of Republican Congressman David Young ahead of the midterm election next month. And it's expected the president could make an ethanol announcement there on Tuesday that would be welcomed by farmers as prices have been under pressure due to the trade war. From This Week in Agribusiness, milk producers, as I'm sure I'll hear later today at the World Dairy Expo, are looking for all of the market they can get for what they produce. And we have the American Butter Institute now saying the U.S. Food and Drug Administration should take prompt enforcement action against butter substitutes. The Butter Institute says those substitutes flagrantly violate the food labeling requirements of the FDA and thus are misbranded. The American Butter Institute says as the only dairy food standard established by federal statute, butter is defined as made exclusively from milk or cream or both. And the executive director of the Butter Institute, Tom Ballmer, says the way in which these substitutes use the term butter is false and misleading. Prices on pickup trucks have risen faster than any other vehicle segment. According to auto industry experts, those prices have steadily risen over the past decade because of the strong demand and because of all of the technology in pickup trucks. In fact, some full-size pickups can now cost more than $100,000. The data from Edmunds shows the average transaction price for a full-size pickup is $48,377. That's a 48% boost from 10 years ago. But we sure do love our pickup trucks, don't we? That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a great weekend.